Still, that's the title. The Time I Knew He Was Lynched by Fellow Supporters. Okay. And of course, I mean, let me ask you, if there was one, if all the London teams were in the same division,
yeah,
what would be the toughest game, supporters-wise?
A Millwall West End.
Exactly. Well done. That was a test of intellect. I just wanted to establish the ground. Okay, with Millwall and West Ham, the league, I mean, the Freemasons at Arsenal make sure they're never in the same division, because the police and the army have said they would not police that game.
It's pretty true. All police cancelled, yeah.
Okay, this is from Greg Morgan, who lives in Crayford in Kent. During a ski holiday to Hell in Bulgaria, my friends and I met up with the obligatory touring Australian, and during the holiday he joined us for many drunken sprees. As we prepared to leave for home, there was the usual discussion of, if you're ever in London, give us a call, okay? Yeah, right, says Greg.
Yeah.
But to my amazement, he rang a few months later and joined me at Upton Park, in the middle of the Old North Bank, for a league game against Millwall. So,
Yay. Here
we have a West Ham fan and an Australian in Upton Park with the Millwall fans mm-hmm. in full voice. Now, wishing to fit in, my Aussie mate happily joined in all the singing when he worked out the lyrics. But to my horror, when West Ham won a corner, and the crowd was screaming, "Come on, you Irons!" Crocodile Dundee decided to stand up and yell, "Come on, you Lions!" As he thought that's what they were singing.
You don't want to be at the wrong end of the ground there, do you?
Only an extreme piece of Basil Fawlty-esque, "He's from Barcelona," and other diplomatic promises of gagging my mate for the duration of the game prevented God knows only what fate. Although the Australian remained totally oblivious to this, and on the way out wants to know, "What was all that about, mate?"
actually, I didn't get him out of it.
Yeah, and look at the last two words of the letter.
Never again.
Come on, you lads.
Like you said, when we played them and they do that, everyone goes, before they say it. Come on, we just go, everyone does that. Because it puts the L on the front line.
Oh, right.
It's the same as when Palace play Brighton, and it's Eagles, all the Brights players.
I remember the old North Bank at West Ham.
I've only been twice to those games, and the trains on the way over really are like the Somme. And look at this on the back of that. It says here, "Jen's the man for a small, struggling team." This is from today's Daily Mail. "A small town soccer team are offering former Liverpool star all the meat he can eat if he joins their fight for relegation."
In this particular...
officials of Rayada FC, fifth and bottom in the League of Wales, cannot afford to pay Jan Molby a weekly wage, but local farmers say they would gladly reward the 34-year-old Dane with as much beef and bacon as he needs.
Not a Welsh lamb, you know, just either, no.
Don't be even so. Yeah. How much beef and bacon would... I don't think I know what they're getting into there. I think Jan might be able to eat them out of Wales. and Jan, of course, first on our list of players with the bosom.